This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Northwest Rocky Mountain CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates, has a new executive director. Jim McCormick has 40 years of experience in nonprofit management.
Advocating for kids has been a big part of my life, and it's just a pleasure to join an organization whose mission is to advocate for kids and to plow pathways for their future.
McCormick moves to Steamboat Springs full-time from Golden. Lauren Rising has also been promoted to Assistant Executive Director of CASA, which provides advocacy for abused and neglected children in Rout and Moffitt and Grand County. Stage 1 fire restrictions have all been rescinded in Rout County. Fire restrictions have also been canceled on all National Forest System lands managed by the Medicine Bow Rout National Forest and Thunder Basin National Grassland. That includes land in Garfield and Grand, Jackson, Moffitt, Rio Blanco, and Rout counties in northwest Colorado. The latest monthly watershed wolf map from Colorado Parks and Wildlife shows wolves again in the mountainous middle of the state, but also wandering west, mainly through Garfield County to the Utah border. There's a heavy presence throughout central and southern Rout County, including the watershed that encompasses Steamboat Springs, and eastern Moffitt County, including the watershed encompassing Craig. There are 21 collared wolves currently in Colorado, with at least 10 pups born this summer in four packs. Memorial Regional Health in Craig hosts a monthly community conversation today. The topic is exploring geothermal energy. The talk's at noon today in the conference rooms at MRH in Craig. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners has a combined meeting this evening with the Town Board of Oak Creek. Agenda items include a report on the South Rout Housing Authority, the RTA formation, a lodging tax update, and the search for a police chief for Oak Creek. That meeting starts at 6 o'clock in Oak Creek. The Steamboat High School mountain bike team won their third big race of the season in Eagle at the Haymaker Classic. 450 riders competed on a 6-mile course. 15 Steamboat riders finished in the top 10 in their respective categories. Overall, the Steamboat team edged out Boulder by just 54 points. It's the team's third straight Division I victory. It's homecoming week in Steamboat Springs. Today is Inside Out Day for the kids. The Sailors girls volleyball team has a home match against Rifle tonight. Varsity should take to the court around 6:30. The Steamboat boys tennis team hosts Fruita Monument today at home at the Tennis Center. The Moffitt County girls volleyball team, they have a home match tonight against Cedar Edge. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.